Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
All right, our assignment from yesterday. The way out of suffering is to be engaged in the process of ending suffering. As you sit with all you've seen so far about how you're caused to suffer around the process of beginning, allow to arise in conscious awareness what freedom from suffering would look like for you. How would you rather be with the process of beginning? What would you choose as the alternative to the habitual conditioned orientation, RL what you see? Example, I would rather be excited at the prospect of beginning something than be overwhelmed and resistant to it. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. This is Janet from England.
Well, hello, Janet. What are you seeing?
Goodness me. When I this is the first time I've done the year-long retreat, and I was hearing a lot of noise about how separate I was and how different I was and blah, blah, blah. So all that aside, I had all sorts of things that I was...
all of that makes you exactly like all the rest of us aside.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
I'm right there. Okay.
Exactly. All that aside, I had lots of things to say, and I realized that as I was hanging on to all the thoughts, in a way, that wasn't being present. So here I am a bit naked without any prepared material. But with the assignment, what I find quite difficult is mornings. And I have a lot of negative babble going on about don't get up, don't start the day, you don't know what to do, you don't know what you haven't got a plan. So my...
Same process, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
my
that's good to see.
Yeah, yes, it's very strong in the morning, very, very strong. So my commitment really is to get up a little earlier than normal and just watch how successful I am with that, and just to just be aware of what I can call out rather than being
and
convinced
so,
by.
Yeah, so Jana, in our lingo, so you get up with her, right?
Yeah, I help her.
You get up with her, yeah, and you assist her to see how she really is as compared to the negative babble that wants to tell her how she is.
Yeah, yeah. This, it feels like a weight it's like a very heavy duvet, and yes, to help her.
With restraints attached.
Yeah, yeah,
right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And so do you have a practice of recording and listening in the morning?
I did the 6-week training. I haven't done much since then. I can't say I have. But that's part of my intention, that if I give
myself extra
time in the morning, that's one of the, where I've got nobody rattling around in the house as well, then I can just take time with that.
That's exactly right. And so you can make the recordings that help her turn attention to what is true and what is so and what is right here and presence, right? That and be your job as the practitioner, of course, is to because you're the one with the hands, is to grab the recorder and turn it on, right? And later in the day, perhaps, or right there in the morning, to do some two-handed recordings. You know, let her talk about what that feels like to be under that heavy duvet and what what the kind of support that she needs. And then you, you know, that's the relationship. And before long, of course, as I know you know, she's going to be excited to get up because she gets to spend the day with something other than that negativity.
Yeah, yeah. The word that came to mind was delight. To just connect. Feels like a very young feeling.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it takes us right. It takes us right back to childhood, right? When there wasn't any of that negative babble going on, and of course we wanted to get up. We were gonna have a day, right? We were gonna go out there and be alive and experience all, and that is absolutely available to us in this moment. And in addition to that, that delight that that child felt, there's also the intelligence of the grown-up, the practitioner that takes us into gratitude and appreciation and expansiveness and being open to life's guidance and consciously open to life's guidance. So it's really all of that wonder plus a whole range of things that are available to us now with an awareness of the intelligence that animates that were not actually consciously available to that child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, glad to have you with us.
Oh, I am very glad to be with you.
Good. Good. All right. We'll stay in touch then.
Oh, we will. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Janet. I love this assignment, Cherry, because there's a way in which it clarifies where the attention needs to be, because we recognize how conditioning takes that over, but then to be able to declare almost what we choose is such a powerful first step in directing the attention.
And as we keep seeing with folks who are doing the work, these awarenesses are proof that we are already where we want to be.
Because otherwise we wouldn't be aware of it.
Exactly so.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Lori calling from Asheville.
Well, hello, Lori.
Hi there. So here it's just incredibly beautiful, I will say. And since I have time at home, I've been clearing and clearing in my yard just the vegetation like ivy and that sort of thing that isn't wanted. And it just reminds me of this practice where, well, this is the example. Last night I woke up and I was just inundated by everything that's wrong. And with that, I have been practicing what the beginning for me has been practicing turning to gratitude and keeping track, you know, writing down and recording about gratitude, which also then is kindness and joy and love. And during the day, it's like it's so evident when there's interference from that. And then I just realized when I woke up and I just felt so tormented. And it took a while. And then this morning when I was recording, I realized, oh, well, I could also at nighttime really focus in on, you know, the practice before going to sleep and setting in motion where I really want the attention to be at night as well, because I just, it was really painful last night. And during the day, I don't feel so much under attack. And I'm clearing, just like I'm clearing out here in my yard. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's so good to see. I know you've been on a million retreats. And we hear when people are on retreats, especially when, you know, they're new to retreats, it's like, oh, my gosh, I am having the most hideous nightmares. And what we talk about then is, because conditioning, ego, doesn't have the same access to you during the day. So it's going to come at you at night. It doesn't sleep just because we're asleep. we don't want to think ego is sleeping because it's not, right? And so that's very, very wise to have the practice before you go to bed and to have the practice there for you when you wake up in the night, because that often happens with us, right? It wakes us up to give us a little extra dose of torture.
So that just reminds me about, having a recorder and a particular recording available right there by my bed, because what I do often is count the breath, and I think that having a recording would be, like, really helpful in turning the attention. Yeah.
Yep. Yes, exactly so. And just as with the rest of life, right, what people will discover, sitting and counting the breath is one thing. And nobody's going to deny that it's really challenging, right? Because it is, because we get to, we get to face everything that ego does to us all the time, and we're usually caught in self-hate and believing it and all that. People will quickly realize that they try to count the breath when they're up walking around, and boom, the distraction, boom, gone. And so the same way at night, counting the breath is a wonderful practice if you're practiced enough with it at night that you can do it. Otherwise, having a little support, having somebody there in unconditional love with you is a good thing to do.
Yes, absolutely. And just seeing it so crystal clear about the process that is not really happening so much during the day, but to see it like, oh my God, I couldn't believe how many stories I was being assaulted by, and what's wrong with
awful.
Me. And
I
know, it's so awful. And
but you're vulnerable, right? You're vulnerable. You're lying there in your bed and it's dark. Yeah.
It's dark and it's 3 o'clock.
It's a time to get her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds like a great plan. Thank you so much. And thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
This has just been enormously helpful, all of the practice opportunities, because it's just so necessary for me right now. I feel like I'm dancing between grief and gratitude. And this is the way that I can really just land in gratitude. So, again, thanks to you and to everyone. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lori. Thank you. Thanks to all of us. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Take care.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Lori. Two things that dropped in that conversation, Cherry, that danced between grief and gratitude, and how the practice that our practice and that of directing the attention is what reduces the oscillation and gives us that sense of comfort, right? That we can, we don't have to be in the dance. We can be in the dance, and that the redirect will allow us to rest where we choose.
Oh, that is such a good point. The dance can be going on, and we can be aware of the dance. We don't need to be being pulled around by it.
Yes. That at some point we don't have any choice, right? Grief is the only thing I have, and so that's the only thing I can rest in. But with practice, I'm first of all aware it's a dance, and I'm aware that there's another choice. And I can be with either of them, and it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Because my attention
because
can be
awareness.
Moved. Yes, exactly so. Yeah. Then, of course,
that's
the second
good.
Thing that dropped in completely went out of my mind. But here we go. Here's our next caller. You are now live.
Maybe he'll be back.
Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Sherry. Good to talk to you.
Hello,
guys.
Sherry.
Oh, my goodness. I just wrote down in big letters, rest where we choose. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it really speaks, I think, directly to what I've been seeing. This retreat has been amazing, and the progression of things. So, where I got to for me with beginnings was that really the gratitude for the blessing when life drops in something as a beginning, like, how amazing it is, the miracle of like, hey, why don't we do this, and seeing that as a gift, and that my job is really simply just to say, okay, well, what now,
yes,
that's That's it.
That's it. Because what the alternative is, well, I mean, yeah, but you can do that later.
Yeah.
Now what you really should be doing, or what you need to be doing, is, or, you know, if we're in the self-hate, well, that's stupid. Why, when there's all this stuff that you need to get done, why would you think about doing that?
Yep. And for me also, when I am going along that path with conditioned mind, it is all about outcome, baby. That is it. You know, all it cares about is its idea of why this idea dropped in, why we're doing this. And I've been seeing, I actually, this has been so great, because an idea had dropped in right when this retreat started to do a new kind of coaching program. And I immediately just reached out to a couple people that dropped in my mind, asked them if they'd beta test with me. No idea what I was even going to do. But it's been amazing, because already I can see that conditioning's idea about why that dropped in, completely different than what life's idea is.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So that life is all about now.
Yep.
And as you say, ego is all about the future. Or then the other place it likes to drag us is into the imaginary past.
Yes, right, right, right. And, you know, I talked to you guys about this probably over and over again last year during this retreat, because what keeps coming up for me is ego's definition of success is incredibly different than life's definition. And, you know, for me, when I'm with life, success is engagement, enthusiasm, inspired action, you know, energy, connection.
Yeah. Well, and with that, Sherry, it's obvious that it's all for you.
Say more, please.
Pardon me?
I said, could you say more, please?
Oh, well, yeah, because one day we'll be dead.
Oh.
And we'll be remembered for a really short time.
Yeah.
Right? So all this outcome, it's obviously for ego. So everything that's happening with you is for you.
Yes. Well, yes. And what's dropping in is a previous conversation I had with you where we were kind of talking about team us. So when you say you, I kind of just think, like, it's just for everything, right? It's just for, this is why do a flower bloom? You know, it's for everything.
Well, Sherry, I would say it's for the practitioner.
Okay.
It's for your awakening. It the insights, the clarity, what drops in is for you in support of you waking up and ending suffering. Not accomplishing something.
Yeah.
Which is what you're catching on to, maybe just not framed that way.
Yes. Well, thank you for clarifying that and saying it in that way. Yes, right.
Mm-hmm.
So an idea comes in from life, and everything following that is just to see, right? That there's just a lot to see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, because the awareness practice is the seeing, and what sees. It's not what's seen and what's to be done with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Boy, this is eminent.
Now, you're kind of fading out for me, Sherry. It's like you I don't know. Ashwini, are you?
Yes. There's a Sherry, you sound muffled.
Oh.
Not Sherry, SRB. Now that's better.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on the app. I'm talking as closely as I can. But I just want to say thank you. I mean, that was a great, important clarification. That
good.
I how conditioning, it's slippery, right? So it's like I have.
It is.
Yes, it's really.
It is.
This is the point that I know is so important. What you just clarified. Thank you.
Yeah, because because just one more point on it. For everybody, right, for all of us, there's the seeing, because you're in touch with what sees. Okay, we call that being present, right, in this here now. And ego's approach is, okay, let's get her out of there as quickly as possible and into ideas about the future. Because that, and the promise is that the excitement that you're feeling will go on as you think about it and plan and talk to other people. But what we see is that's what's dissipating it. Okay, let us know.
Thank you. This was so great. Thank you. That
was awesome. Thanks, Sherry. Go happy.
Gotcha. Thank you,
Sherry. She's going to go happy. You're definitely going to go happy.
Well, that's so classically how we move from process to content, right? And that is the shift from awareness to conditioning, that the outcome becomes the focus, so the what becomes the focus rather than the inciting, which is the how. So when I'm excited about something, I'm excited because I'm in exciting, not because I'm excited about something, right?
Yes.
And that's the that's the shift into being one with the seeing rather than what is seen.
Yes. So if this is accurate, going from direct experience to metaphor.
Right. To be about.
It's about. What is this about? Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Hold Who on. Are you?
Oh, hi, this is Zoe. I didn't expect to get on.
Hey, Zoe.
Hey, how are you?
Great. What are you seeing?
Well, right at this moment, I'm seeing that it's really difficult for me to be present on the call. I'm really distracted by... Maybe you should take the next caller because, you know me, I can't. I'm always doing this. I'm just really distracted by anxiety and fear and what's going on.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Are you working during all of this going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
And is that kind of feeding it?
Definitely, yeah. Cause I'm usually okay when I'm at home, you know, by my, you know, just me and my husband. That's fine, you know. I'm usually, but when I come here, the anxiety just ramps up. I've been doing a terrible job participating in the retreat, and you know, every time, you know, I've been listening to the radio show on my lunch break, and I've been appreciating that, so thank you guys for doing this.
You're very welcome. So
yeah,
Zoe, I know you can, I know you know this, so, but you know, we always talk about what we already know, right? Because all we're doing is seeing things more clearly at a deeper level, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, I bet with the experience you're in, you can get a sense that there is what we were talking about early on with Janet, right? So there's Zoe, and she just gets cut loose. She is abandoned out there at the mercy of ego's fear-mongering and anxiety-producing.
Yeah.
Right? And she really needs somebody to talk to. Somebody who will listen to her and help her get to a place of clarity and to what is true. Okay? What is true is that all of that fear and anxiety isn't helping her, right? You're still in the same position that many of us could agree is a bit on the dangerous side.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not all that's happening. It's not helping. It's not helping anybody, right?
No.
And so that's where we are required to step up. And it's the most intimate application of we will do for the love of others what we would not be willing to do for ourselves. Right? So it's easy to identify with ego and just mm-hmm. abandon that poor person who is actually the person doing what is being done and being in the danger that she's in. Right? It's not the person who is terrified and anxious, right? Who is identified with ego's stories of, oh my God, right? It's not that ego identification. It's the person who shows up. And then all that's added to her life, her already stressful life, is, oh my God.
Yeah.
So as you know, what I'm going to say is, recording and listening is the ticket. So that when that starts, she has something to turn her attention to other than those voices trying to terrify mm-hmm. her and actually to make her increasingly vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
right? Because when people are anxious and afraid, they are not present, as you know, and they make mm-hmm. bad decisions, right? Because they're not paying attention. They're not mm-hmm. actually in the moment they need to be in order to be okay, or as okay as we can be. Is all that true?
Yeah. Like, it's really hard. I could just, you know, feel... I understand the words you're saying. But I don't know if there's anyone here to hear it.
Let me ask you this, Zoe. Let me ask you this. Would your husband understand these words?
I don't know. He's he's worried for his parents right now. And we both are anxious types.
I see. You pick one another out for your shared qualities. It's so often the case that we do that. Yeah. Okay. Well, then, because you listen to this at other times, please put mm-hmm. this on loop in whatever way you can do it. And just listen to it and listen to it and listen to it, because it will comfort her even while you remain identified with that stressed, pressured, anxious, fearful, gone ego.
Well, that's a good point to make. Like, even if I'm super identified, that listening
she can hear it.
I like that.
She can hear it. Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's stay in touch, Zoe, because we got to talk about. We got to have a lot of conversations about what she needs to. Hear the support that she needs to have in this very scary time.
I signed up for the class, the recording and listening class, so I'm looking forward to that too.
Very good. Oh, that's very
right.
good.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you keep taking
you
care
both.
Of you. All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Gosho.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Zoe. You know, that's such a useful... such a useful practice tip, Sherry, that we want to make recordings for people that can't be accessed when we're in deep identification. And the thing that I loved about that is that it is possible for, just because I'm it's such a example of the larger process, that just because I'm identified does not mean that awareness ceases, that receptivity to love ceases,
yes.
that light can't get to me, even if I'm, as we said, in the dark bowl, right? And so even if I can't find it in me to do what would take care of the anxiety or whatever it is that I'm caught in, there's something that does, and that we can build that faith and that trust.
Yeah. You know, Ashwini, it reminds me of that thing that we've done, the little exercise that I, for years, was extremely fond of, which is that you're going down the road and up ahead you realize that a car has just gone over into the ditch and is upside down. Of course, we did this before there were cell phones, but even with cell phones, you know, you get out of your car, you run up there, and there's this person who's injured and hanging upside down in their car, and they're strapped in, and what do you say to them?
Mm-hmm.
And almost everybody, the thing that they realize that they say is, it's okay. You're okay. We're okay. It's mm-hmm. going to be okay. Now, you may be dialing 911 furiously, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we're saying, because that's what we need to hear. That's the comforting message.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. And I'm here. I'm here with you. It's okay.
Excuse me.
Oh, bless you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry, and here is our assignment. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. As you sit with what freedom from suffering looks like for you with beginning, allow to arise in conscious, compassionate awareness a way to train to be free from suffering with beginning. Assignment. Make a commitment that embodies your training focus. This will be your daily practice for the next 7 days. Remember, as awareness practitioners, our practice of commitments is not about achieving a content goal. We're always training to pay attention. Example, I realize that attention is on overwhelm, which prevents me from being excited about starting something. I want to be present to beginnings. My commitment, therefore, is to practice excitement. I will greet the day with wonder, make a recording of excitement before I commence any task, and end the day with a recording of my anticipation of whatever life is going to unfold now.
That's a beautiful thing, just right there, isn't it?
It really is. All right. Thanks, Sherry, and we'll see everybody on Monday.
All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Take good care of yourself.
Go happy.
Go happy.